We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Hochman.
My favorite ice cream truck treat is Cheetos.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot. I wake up. I miss excellence.
Alejandro Solana.
February.
You sound like asthma.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Sports.
Someone texts in. They want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Now, why did Deerfield Beach proclaim a Channing Crowder Day?
No idea.
Don't throw any eggs in my house, Crowder.
More sports.
Give me that donkey button and big old legs. I ain't too proud to beg.
No, I would never doo-doo here at the station.
The most sports.
You telling me you don't want to grab a beer in the middle of the night?
You know what I want for Hanukkah? I want a cameo from Aiken Adele.
The Hochman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey.
This is a fun time. You're still in Los Angeles?
Yeah, stayed and got stood up again.
You did?
Yeah.
Sometimes you fly out there, you book a guest, and they just no-show you. You want to call the person out by name?
Le'Veon Bell, I'm pissed.
He's been doing some media rounds, right?
Yeah. Because that's what we called him, because he's on all these podcasts and different things. It's like, hey, we get Le'Veon. I don't know how long it took them to get him, but he stood us up twice. Last night, whole crew sitting there. He doesn't show up. This morning, somebody gets sick. I don't believe him. It's too nice in L.A. Nobody's sick.
So if you were here in South Florida, today was a fun day. The Stanley Cup visited the radio station.
Saw the pictures. I am so jealous.
Yeah, it was neat. It was really neat. I've been in Toronto. I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame, and so I saw the Stanley Cup behind glass, and I saw the memorabilia. But it was kind of neat to have the guy here and the Stanley Cup. And I was meeting Barry. Oh, there's Barry in the studio with Solana. You see him right behind Solana.
Yeah, talk to Barry. That.
Hey!
Look at yourself, Barry.
Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Yeah, Barry, he's going out later today. He's going to catch some snook and some fluke. Big fishermen.
That's not what they are.
some pompano. But so the Stanley Cup was here. Barry said, hey, you want to have lunch today? I said, come have lunch at the Citadel. We'll see the Stanley Cup. So I put a couple pictures and video. It's at Radio Mark Hochman on Instagram. That was kind of a treat. Gets you in the mood. You got NBA Finals starting tomorrow. I mean, this is when it gets busy and dicey. Tomorrow you'll have an NBA Finals game. Then you'll get a night off. Friday night, get a night off. And then Saturday begins the Stanley Cup with Florida Panthers and VGK. So here's our schedule for today on the radio program. Mike Cugno is going to join us from Denver. Mm-hmm. He's in Denver. No kid. You know, he's got the newborn at home. He's living the single life again. So yep. Cugno will join us from Denver. Talk a little Heat Nuggets. Josh Appel will join us. We'll talk some Panthers VGK. And today is Alejandro Solana's 29th birthday.
Happy birthday, big man.
So I thought we'd celebrate Solana a little bit. He is part of this Heat team, as far as I'm concerned. It's his first season as a broadcaster with them. And I thought we would celebrate when we do 15 minutes of Heat in the 4 o'clock hour. I thought one of Solana's best moments from the past year was Heat Media Day when he asked Jimmy and Duncan and the entire crew, you know, do you eat, what was it, deep dish pizza? What were the questions this year?
Some of the questions were if they would call pizza za.
Ah, right. I remember Bam's answer. Bam had a very weird answer.
And I don't really remember any of the other questions.
Land
I
a plane on your own, or was that the year before?
I think that was the year before.
What was it this burger in half?
Do you eat your burger? Do you cut your burger in half?
Anyway, there's some good Heat stuff, and it's Solana on top of his game. It's a good birthday celebration for Solana.
It's truly unforgettable stuff that we're going to hear.
I mean, just the way you hear us describing it, you can see that people have been talking about this since it happened. So we'll celebrate Solana's birthday. Jimmy is here. Jimmy and I took a picture with the Stanley Cup together. I mean, things are happening.
Yeah.
We're having some fun. So Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour. There is the Nuggets media availability, which means Cugno will have to go at some point. So let's get through headlines here so we can check in Denver, Colorado. Here are your headlines with the birthday boy, Alejandro Solana.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
There we go.
There you go. You see?
Thank you, Barry.
See? Barry was a broadcaster. He went to the UM School of Communications with me.
Barry.
That was excellent, Barry.
That was good.
That was nice.
Tomorrow, game one, NBA Finals in Denver, 8:30 p.m. tip-off time.
Let me see. Is the line still 9? Have you looked at it?
It was 9 this morning. I haven't looked at it since like 10 a.m.
Let's just take a look-see here. It is 9 still. Nuggets are 9-point favorites tomorrow night. Nuggets are -425 to win the series. Heat are +325 to win the series.
That's about right.
It sounds about right, but I would not be super surprised if the Heat shocked the world again.
Oh, 100%. The series, I get it. The games, I think these almost double-digit lines are crazy.
That part I do find a little bit silly, right? Because you're talking about the NBA Finals. 9 points? Like, I'd have to go back and look. I was texting with Rob Pizzola this morning. I did a radio hit in Toronto this morning. And so I was texting with Pizzola. He doesn't think he can come on again tomorrow. That'll be the third Thursday in a row that he missed. And he's like, I know you're going to be pissed at me. But maybe I'll text him and find out if there's any kind of history of double-digit favorites in an NBA Finals. Game one. I could see if it gets to game three or game four, one team is dominating the other. But game one, almost double digits, that seems, I don't know, a little shocking.
Yeah. They haven't even seen them play. They don't know how they're going to approach it. Knock off the Bucks. Knock off all the people we've knocked off. It's crazy that they still have disrespect for the best or the second-best team in the NBA.
Yep.
Especially considering two things. One, the Heat have won every game one this series.
Is that so? All three series?
All three series.
Wow.
They stole game one on the road. Remember, they won 2 straight in Boston to open up the series.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They took game one in New York and game one in Milwaukee. And, Hawk, the Heat aren't doing it by just simple Jimmy Butler heroics. It's quite the contrary. Their team has stepped up in a big way. So that's why I'm shocked about it. And Miami is going off 2 days rest. If anything, I think that helps them, right? Denver.
I wonder. They've been off a long time. But you can say the same thing about the Panthers, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Panthers have been off a long time.
The rest and rust is always a conversation. The altitude crap is, I believe in that. I believe, because what you always say, if you play that second game of back-to-back, and like it means something.
Right, you're done.
Yeah.
You come in from a different city. So I guess they all got there yesterday. They I think they arrived because they left right after Boston. I think they got in at like 3 a.m. that morning. I hope they all sounded a little more energetic than Jax at the beginning of our conversation yesterday. but I imagine they all sounded like Jax about the time we spoke with them. We'll see how Cugno sounds. Cugno's going to be interesting. Because he's got the newborn at home. So this probably feels great to him. I remember traveling after DJ was born, like, I don't know, maybe 3 months after he was born, 4 months after he was born. Oh, I mean, to lay down in that hotel room, not have any chance of a baby start crying, what a pleasure.
I remember enjoying just going to the gas station and taking the long way home. He gets a vacation?
12 extra minutes. I'll go to the gas station, 12 minutes.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Listen, man, as long as the Heat don't hit up the same stores Dion Waiters did after they left Colorado, I have a good feeling they'll be all right.
It was the first thing when Jax was on, he started talking about gummies. First thing I thought of was Dion Waiters. I'm like, eh, we're better not.
You know what? Nothing wrong with a good gummy, but I think you can hold off for 2 weeks and maybe have a chance of having a trophy.
Want to have a little parade? Let's hold off for a couple of weeks.
Fellas, I'll go get you all the gummies you need when you get a parade.
Someone wants to know, Solana on the text line, are you having a chocolate cake for your birthday? Maybe we have to audible and play the chocolate cake instead of the Heat Media Day stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
You know, on this day, 4 years ago, 4 years ago today, Eric Valero executive produced his final Hockman and Crowder show.
Wow. Miss Olero.
Well, Solana sent me a video this morning. I actually posted it for the super followers, but he sent me a video on Snapchat of Valero's final day. And I watched it, and I texted Solana right after I watched it. I go, that guy stunk. I forgot how bad he was. Like, no personality. He was terrible. Valero was terrible. And it opened a door. Opened a door. I said it on the super followers for what? Miami's next great radio broadcaster. I mean, Valero opened a little bit of a door, and Solana came in like the Kool-Aid man. Jimmy, what did Solana come in like when the little radio door was open for him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like the Kool-Aid man.
We can praise him on his birthday. It's your birthday. Solana's very good at this.
He is. Yeah. So was Valero. I'm just teasing.
Valero was, yeah.
No joke, I learned everything from Valero, so... I refuse to allow you to slander Olero on today, even though I will say there was a reason I took that video. I was lurking right in the back.
You know what? Y'all do have very similar songs.
He learned. Yeah, because Valero was Easy E and Solana was, what, a little bit of soul or something?
A little soul on the beat.
Little soul on the beat. I wish you hadn't learned that. Mortifying. You know what they call Barry over there? Snook on a hook.
You can't even do hook when you say snook.
Snook on a hook.
The Marlins lost yesterday. They'll play again today, 6:40 p.m. Jimmy tells me Braxton Garrett is on the mound tonight.
I'm sure Appel will work that into his segment somehow.
For the fish. Inter-Miami plays tonight, 7:30. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM. They host the New York Red Bulls.
All right.
We're more of New York Celsius fans. But
talk about it. We'll there you go.
Two quick notes regarding the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler. Per Josh Gerben, he filed a trademark for Himmy Buckets. Not Jimmy Buckets, Himmy Buckets.
Plans
to launch a beverage and clothing line.
Yeah, good idea.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
He already got? Big Face?
Big Face Coffee. Yeah.
I'd
love to take a field trip as a show there, mostly because it's too expensive. I want Hawk to pay for it. But
I am actually working on trademarking Snook on a Hook. Barry can't hear me, but I keep calling. I say, I'm trademarking Snook on a Hook. All right. Barry's like, hey, he doesn't have headphones back there.
And per Richard Deitch, he writes for The Athletic, TNT revealed Game 7 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics averaged 11.9 million viewers on Monday. That's the network's most watched NBA Eastern Conference Finals game ever, and TNT's third most watched NBA game ever.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, there was mad interest in Celtics Heat Game 7. Will that translate to mad interest in Heat Nuggets? That remains to be seen. That's going to be interesting because a lot of people are saying that's doom when it comes to ratings, and a lot of people are saying Florida Panthers, Vegas Golden Knights, doom when it comes to hockey ratings. So we'll see. You never know.
A championship, though?
It, again, it's still going to be the most viewed hockey or basketball of the season, and obviously it's going to have a ton of eyeballs. But you have to compare it. Like, there's no question. If it was Celtics-Lakers, which was a possibility, there's no question that's going to probably double it in ratings. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Put the Bruins in the Stanley Cup final over the Panthers, you know?
Yeah, and some of those fans are nasty where it's my team. I don't even – my team's not in it. I'm not watching. No, that's silly.
I wasn't going to watch the NBA Finals if the Heat lost Game 7. I was
You're
done.
You're lying.
Yeah, I was done.
Lie.
Nope, House Hunters.
And to everybody who's talking about VGK Panthers, I mean, you just mentioned you were at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Hey, Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993. So how about we move that damn museum down to South Florida?
It's a great idea. Remember they had that fishing museum, I think? It's over by, what's that big outdoorsy place?
Bass Pro Shops.
Bass Pro Shops. Is that fishing museum still open, Barrett? It's closed? Plenty of space for hook on a, was it snook on a hook? Plenty of, you know, I'm going to open a little seafood restaurant. Snook on a hook.
Bankrupt in a month.
That sports update was brought to you by SC Johnson Raid. The new Raid Essentials light trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies, mosquitoes.
I want to get one of those. I keep seeing the commercials for those. I want to get one of those.
Turning your home into restricted airspace, again, against flies and mosquitoes. For insecticide-free protection, that's people and pet-friendly. Get new Raid Essentials light trap.
I mean, could you imagine Falero trying to read that? No chance in hell.
Your weather, it's sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Laro catching strays today. Damn.
It's your birthday, man, and you're four games away from being a championship broadcaster.
Your accident attorneys.com. Laro
was eating snook on a hook out of a food truck in the
road
in the
coach.
Yeah, I mean, talk about two different trajectories. My God, Solana, own it.
He did make questionable decisions. I won't lie about that.
You think?
Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's actually a pretty nice afternoon in South Florida. 88 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows will drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
Somebody texts in, we should play a classic Falero bit. You getting mad?
That's still one of my favorite songs.
I mean, one of my all-time favorite bits. You getting mad? Mike Cuno is going to join us from Denver in the next segment.
Watch out, little B. Watch out, little B.
You get mad, you get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
Watch out, little B. Watch out, little B.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know this song, Crowder?
I know the chorus.
I know there's this long verse attached to it. Yeah.
But John Denver like me?
I'm sorry?
But John Denver like me?
He's dead for like 30 years.
Oh. Okay.
So no.
Rocky Mountain High. You know the song?
Oh, I thought this was Ramblin' Man.
Nah, that's something else. Ramblin' Man was the Allman Brothers.
Same beat. Same exact beat.
Let's sing it together. Here we go. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High,
Heat in five.
You guys are idiots. All right, that's all our time with Mike Cugno. Thank you for being on the show, Mike. We appreciate it. Now, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. By the way, quick reminder, finals frenzy in South Florida. The place to get geared up is Caneswear in Davie. They've got it all, Heat and Panthers. Shop online at caneswear.com, or you could visit the store on University Drive in Davie. Mike Cugno from CBS4. Hello, Mike.
Don't let anyone tell you three that you cannot sing, okay? I will not stand for any slander in that department.
Were you singing along with us?
No, because I was afraid security might throw me out.
All right,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah.
He is in Colorado. He is in Denver. He is ready for game one tomorrow night. How good is this Heat team? Because, you know, they're 9-point underdogs tomorrow, but they've disposed of the Bucks and the Knicks and the Celtics, but nobody's really giving them a chance against Denver. Is this a really good NBA team that people are sleeping on?
I think it can be, because the problem is the trust factor. I know Solana and I have talked about this in the past. It's like, which Heat team's going to show up? Is it the one that's going to shoot 50% from three like they did a season ago? And we saw them do that a couple times against the Celtics and, you know, shoot lights out from the field and blow the Celtics out, basically. And that's when they seem to be at their best. But when this team is off, it is really off. And that's why I think, you know, you see some big point spreads when it comes to when they take on the Celtics, or now when they take on, you know, the Nuggets. What is that now? Like nine?
Nine.
Because you just, yeah, it all comes down to whether, and I know it's oversimplifying it sometimes for, you know, basketball talk, but that's what it comes down to with Miami. When they hit their shots, they can hang with anyone.
And Mike, that thought of what the Heat really are, not the thought of it, what this team is, where like Caleb Martin stepped up in game seven and balled out. He was the best player. Jimmy's going to be Jimmy. But even like, I can't say Bam is the second best player. Is he the second best scorer? No. But can that work where you have, you know, flat out it's Jokic and Jamal Murray. Everybody knows that. Now the Heat, it's Jimmy and one other guy has to do something. Can that work?
Right. No, it has to be Jimmy and it has to be Bam, because Bam's got maybe the toughest assignment this week, right? But Bam's got to get it going. I know the last couple games, maybe the shots weren't falling, but at least in game six, you do like some of the aggression there just because of the amount of shots he was putting up. He just has to get better at finishing. But it can't be just Jimmy and Caleb. It needs to be Jimmy, Caleb, Bam. It's going to have to be, you know, Mark's boy. Mark, that was weird.
Yeah, nobody calls me Mark, but if you're going to talk about Duncan Robinson, I don't care.
You know, like, you have to get it from everywhere. And that's why you heard the talk about in the post game. Like, is this the most, or did the most talented team win that series? And I was saying no, but the better overall team did, because when they, you know, come together cohesively, they're really tough to beat, but they have to get it from everybody. There's going to be some of those games in these series, just hope there isn't too many, where they probably don't get, you know, that kind of contribution. It's going to hurt.
There's something liberating, though, about not having any expectations, isn't there? For both the teams, for the Heat and the Panthers. Like, I think these runs to the finals have been that much more enjoyable because the expectations, there's no expectations. I think the Panthers have more expectations against Vegas than the Heat do against Denver.
I was going to say, I think the expectations, you know, storyline has maybe shifted for that one. For the Heat, they're still playing with house money, being, you know, the eighth seed. You know, it's cool they got here, see how far they can take this. They'll obviously make NBA history if they can win an NBA title. But the way the Panthers have just been putting away opponents, you know, I know some of these games are close, but sweeps are sweeps. Five-game series, the way they're doing that, I think the expectation for them has changed. The expectations where they were at when they went to the postseason last year. To me, that's where the Panthers are now again. Like, you are almost expecting wins every time they hit the ice just because of how well they're playing.
And, Mike, this is an interesting question to me. I asked Brian Geltzhaler yesterday, in a Heat's winning performance, what is Jokic's stat line?
Ooh, see, this is where it's like, do you just let Jokic be Jokic and then make sure the other guys don't get theirs and kind of let him try to beat you alone? Man, it's so tough because he can have a bad game and still have a triple double, you know, or what you think is a bad game. I don't know. I don't think there's any stopping him. I think it's more so you can't let the other guys go off. You have to be able to contain Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Bruce Brown, all those guys. I think for me, Jokic is going to get his, and I don't think there's any stopping that.
Mike, as far as Tyler Hero goes, I know we've all seen the report. A probable return for him looks like it could be game three. I'm not saying that's official, but that's what it's been reported. Is that something realistic that this Heat team can kind of hang their hat on, that at some point they could get that scoring relief from Tyler Hero once they return to Miami? Or should they not even be worried about it? And if it does happen, fine, but they should really focus on what's gotten them there to this point.
Yeah, I'm with the focus on what's gotten here, because it's going to be tough to work in a player into a rotation this deep in the playoffs and this rusty, right? Like, I know he's been practicing and working out and all that stuff, but to get just to be thrown into the intensity of the NBA Finals is going to be tough for anybody. Would they love to have him out there? Of course. But it's so, for me, it's like, how do you mess with the hot hand? Remember, if we compare it to the Panthers, they had Alex Lyon in net until he wasn't hot anymore, because you just were just riding that winning formula that got you into the playoffs. So to me, 20 points is 20 points. You can use it for sure. But I think that I don't want to call it a desperate move, but if you see him all of a sudden getting big minutes, it's because they're not getting help from anyone else.
Mike Cugno is live in Denver for CBS4. The coverage will be extensive. Do you know that today is Solana's birthday, Mike?
Is it?
Yes.
Solana, happy birthday, man.
Thanks,
Mike. You can legally drink now?
29. He's almost 30, Mike.
You're 29? Man. You look good for 29, Solana. I mean, I have to say.
He's doing well. I mean, the guys on the Heat pregame and postgame is on CBS4 more than you, because you've been on paternity leave. How is it being away from your daughter for the first time? Because you're in Colorado, and how old is your girl now?
She's about a month old. I do miss her, but last night, for the first time in a month, I've had more than 5 straight hours of sleep. So I'm happy about that. The wife is not happy about that.
Yeah.
Because she, on the other hand, is dealing with it over there. So, you know, sorry, honey. Got to work.
Hey, Mike, all those barbecues you've thrown and family members that came over, time to call in the favors, big dog.
Got to get a good night's sleep.
That's where you're wrong. You think I have people over at my house? No, I use the baby as an excuse to get ahead of stuff.
What do you prefer to fish for, snook or fluke?
Snook.
Snook, yeah.
And it's snook.
It's nothing like, there's nothing like getting that snook on a hook, right?
Especially if they're a slot, and you keep them, and you eat them. Yeah,
I don't know what that means. So, did you have your choice of going to Denver or Vegas, or is Jim Barry going to Vegas? What's the CBS4 plan?
We're fanning out everywhere. We got me and JB here. We've got Samantha Rivera going to Vegas. We've got, I don't know what Goldie's doing. Does anyone check on him? He doesn't work enough.
Goldie is like, Goldie is booked every minute of the day with some different gig.
Yeah.
So Goldie chose
something the other day. He went, like, he had his Goldie's Gang tournament. He did like a 5 o'clock live shot for us, worked the Panther game, did the post game show, then came back the next day and was work. Like, I honestly don't think he sleeps. I worry about him.
I would say between you, Solana, and Crowder and Goldie, there's about 80 jobs that are taken up between the four of you guys. It's really remarkable to me. You guys don't leave any scraps for the rest of us. So what
all the jobs, Poppy?
Giving all the jobs
hours,
to these
24
four
hours
guys.
In a day. 24 hours in a day. What's
your gut tell you, Cugno? Heat and Nuggets, how do you see the series playing out? Panthers, Golden Knights, how do you see that series playing out?
I think the Panthers win. I think the Panthers win in 5 or 6. And then I think, man, I'm sorry. I don't know if I have the guts. I sound like Solana on our air.
How crazy was that, that you asked Solana on game 7, the day before game 7, do you have the guts? And Solana's response was, that's a tough question.
Yeah, that was a panic mode for him. I've never seen him like that. And I actually felt like I betrayed him a little bit by sending you that video. But hopefully you guys got some good content out of it, at least.
And
gave him a hard time. Good. So,
hey, cool.
So yeah, now listen, the Heat, a lot of things need to break the right way for the Heat to win. If the Heat were to win, it's going to be like in 7. It's not going to be a short series. Shorter series probably benefits Denver for sure.
And, Mike, talking about Denver, Miami, the rest-rust thing, because, you know, Denver's been off longer. Mm-hmm. I have watched football, basketball for a long time. It goes both ways. They were rested. Oh, they were rusty. But the one thing I'm scared of is that damn altitude, man. Do you really think that's going to affect game one?
Is this real, or is this like a joke, like the Heat in Miami affected?
The altitude is real. Second night of a back-to-back when you travel to Denver, you always lose that game. The altitude is real. Are you having a tough time catching your breath?
No. No, I'm fine.
Have you worked out yet?
No, I'll get that in a little
He's
later.
He's working
tonight.
Out right now. Landedly. You're doing curls right now. Admit it.
I'm doing air squats outside the interview room, waiting for Bruce Brown to show up.
So you don't give any credence to the altitude.
I don't know. I think when you're going to be here a few days, you probably get used to it, right? But like NFL might be different when you're just kind of in and out. I don't know. Maybe it takes a half to kind of get adjusted. But yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. This is my first time second time in Denver, but I've never had problems with the altitude here.
What about the humidity in South Florida? How will the Nuggets be able to overcome that?
Yeah, you see, that's a different one, you know, because obviously we saw what happened. We have evidence. We have sample size with the Knicks. They completely fell apart because, you know, that heat inside, that leaks inside to the Kaseya Center is tough to deal with. So yeah, home court advantage there.
Did you order in room service last night?
No, get this. I was on the plane. I was supposed to be upgraded to first class, and the one of the stewardess made a mistake, and they didn't. So they felt so bad. So they just kept bringing me all the first class food and wine for the entire flight. So like I knocked down like 3 charcuterie boards and a couple bottles of white wine.
Hey,
so that's basically what I've been eating.
Archie Bunker, we don't call flight attendants stewardesses since 1978. Let's throttle that back, Archie Bunker.
I like it, Mike.
Yeah, throttle it back.
There. My bad.
So what did the broads bring you?
I'm sorry.
The broads brought you a little something. Wet your whistle. All right. I think we've
see now. To... Now I'm panicking.
I know. Now that's in his head.
Always goes too far.
That's in his head. It's a flight attendant. They're not stewardesses.
By the way, Archie Bunker was really like the end of my popcorn. Like you were really flirting with me understanding that reference.
I know. I debated whether to do something more recent, but I don't think that they've been called stewardesses since Archie Bunker. That's a buzzkill though. If you're told you're going to be upgraded to first class and then all of a sudden you're sitting in coach, that's a buzzkill.
Well, I felt bad because like halfway through the flight, they're like, "Look, we're so sorry. You're supposed to be up here." And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Tell the guy who's been sitting there the entire time to get out? I was like, no.
You mean it was a clerical error?
Yeah, the guy in front of me was also named Michael. So they come over and they're like, Michael? And he looked up and said yes. And they go, oh, we have your upgrade.
Are you kidding me? This was like Tuan Russell's draft day story. Are you kidding me? So they gave it to the wrong guy? Some schlub named Michael got your first class seat?
Yep. That's what happened.
Oh, my God. For sure you boot him out of that chair.
Yeah. And he knew he wasn't supposed to be up there.
Of course.
Oh, look, he was just as surprised as I was when they came back. He's like, me?
Wow.
And I was like, I think this one's, I'm not sure if this is for you or not.
That's like when you see the waiter deliver your appetizer to the other table and you know it's yours. And then they're going to have one and then say, you know, we didn't order this, but now what are you going to do with it? Oh, I can't believe that happened to you. Brutal. All right. Well, hopefully you can overcome it on this road trip.
Yeah, hopefully the altitude doesn't get me.
All right. Mike Cugno watches reports on CBS4. We love you, Cugno. Have a good time. Be safe. And we'll see you when you get back to South Florida.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
There you go. Mike Cugno. We'll take a break here. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Someone texts in. They want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Hock and Crowder.
Do a Jack Daniels make it count moment here. At Jack Daniels, they know a thing or two about labels and not just the black and white kind on the front of their bottle. Sometimes the world puts you in a box and you just can't break it. But Crowder has today's Jack Daniels make it count moment. Who is it?
I gotta bring it back to the man, the myth, the legend. We gave him love for getting to the playoffs. We gave him love for 56-point games. Now I gotta give Jimmy love for saying we're gonna go back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
DeMar DeRozan.
We might play the same team. We're gonna be in the same situation. We're gonna get to Game 7. We're gonna win and go to the finals. And now, Jimmy. Big Face Coffee's rolling, and he's capitalizing that the world knows his label has changed, that I carry the team to the finals. Now he's not Jimmy Butler. He is Hemi Buckets, trademarking, capitalizing financially. I love the brains behind it, but also for him to be in a situation to be able to do it. Jimmy Butler is making it count on and off the court with the run he's on.
It's like one of our unreleased cuts, you know, artist will release unreleased cuts. We've got a few Jack Daniels make it count moments in the can. One of them's DeMar DeRozan. That one was never supposed to see the light of day, Solana. How dare you? Because it's your birthday, I'll let you go on that one. 3 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get headlines with the birthday boy, Alejandro Solana. We'll talk with Josh Appel as well.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.